Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisati with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says tribal community is the pride of our country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government aims at making India a developed country with a vision beyond vote bank politics. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says Comptroller and Auditor General of India's credibility and authenticity now recognized globally. And National Press Day being celebrated across the country today. Kohima Press Club joins the celebration. Now the news in detail. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said today that the tribal community is the pride of the country. He said tribal culture must be respected at national and international levels. Mr. Dhankar said wherever he go, he is mesmerized by the tribal lifestyle, their culture, music, tribal characteristics, talent, whether it is in sports or anything else. Addressing the gathering as the chief guest at the Vanvasi Kalyan Ashram Vidyalay Prangan Kotra in Udaipur on the occasion of the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, the vice president warned about the threats to cultural integrity. He said, conspiratorial attempts to lure and change the beliefs of tribal communities are happening. Mr. Dhankar said, tribal community is one that does not take even a grain more than it needs. The vice president further said, tribal people teach us what the environment is, what indigenous life means, what family signifies, and what the duty of a person is. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a private media organization, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people, underlining that when the people trust their government, the impact on the development is profound.
सरकार का परपज बड़ा है हम प्रोग्रेस ऑफ द पीपल प्रोग्रेस बाय द पीपल प्रोग्रेस फॉर द पीपल के मंत्र को लेकर चल रहे हैं हमारा उद्देश्य नया भारत बनाने का है भारत को विकसित बनाने का है और जब हम इस विराट लक्ष्य को लेकर निकल पड़े हैं तो भारत की जनता ने भी हमें अपने विश्वास की पूंजी सौंपी है
मिस्टर मोदी फर्दर अंडरलाइंड that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore, and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. The Prime Minister mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the Comptroller and Auditor General of India CAG is working with great transparency and its credibility and authenticity are now recognized globally. Addressing the fourth Odi Diwas in New Delhi today, Mr. Birla mentioned that he witnessed people from different countries coming to India to study the Indian auditing system. He said that these visitors learn from the Indian system and try to adopt it in their own countries. Odi Diwas is celebrated every year on the 16th of November to commemorate the inception of the institution of CAG and its contribution towards good governance, transparency and accountability. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. National Press Day is being celebrated across the country today to honour the essential role of a free and responsible press in society. It was on this day in 1966 that the Press Council of India began its operations as a moral watchdog to ensure that the press maintains high standards and is not unduly influenced or threatened. The day not only celebrates the achievements of the press, but also reinforces the responsibility it carries in building a more informed and transparent society. The day is commemorated through various activities, including the National Awards for Excellence in Journalism and the release of a souvenir. Media persons in Nagaland today joined the rest of the country in celebrating National Press Day under the theme, Changing Nature of Press. In the state capital, the Kohima Press Club organized a program at Hotel Jaffa to commemorate the day. Speaking on the occasion as guest speaker, Pro Vice Chancellor of Naglin University, Professor G.T. Thong said, National Press Day is celebrated to highlight the importance of a free and independent press. He said the day was established by the Press Council of India, PCI, in 1966 to recognize the crucial role of the press. Professor Thong informed that the PCI was formed under the Press Council Act of Parliament to safeguard the freedom of press, which has endured attempts at information suppression. Stating that the press is referred to as the fourth pillar of democracy, he said it should have the power to hold the government accountable and disseminate news and information freely.
Article 19(1)(a) of the Constitution of India guarantees the right to freedom of speech. Freedom of speech and expression of every Indian citizen, including the freedom of the press to write, publish and disseminate information. Article 19(2) imposes certain restrictions, but these are very reasonable restrictions, on grounds of national security, public order and decency. With the explosion of information technology, it has become very challenging to prevent political players from pushing their narratives through social media platforms, their narratives that run roughshod over ethical journalism. Fake news, misinformation have become a threat to freedom of speech as people have increasing access to news platforms to suit their own notions, assumptions and prejudices.
Speaking on the theme of the day, Professor Thong said, due to technological advancement, rise of social media and globalization, changes have come in various forms such as speed, accessibility, interactivity and multimedia platforms. He said, journalism is now focused on the pace of information gathering and sharing. Professor Thong added that the days of ponderous news gathering and painfully verifying and editing the items are long gone. He said the press has expanded its reach through online editions and other multimedia platforms. Professor Thong further cautioned against lack of professionalism by untrained players who can cause social unrest. Reverend Dr. Sanna Iralu today unveiled the Konoma Semo Chalyetsumie Karu Gate at Kuruka Konoma. Speaking on the occasion, Reverend Dr. Iralu said the gate holds great significance in the village because it protected the people from enemies internally from disunity and disharmony as people who broke the law were sent out. He said for a village to be strong, a strong gate is needed. Reverend Dr. Iralu said, in the past, the gate protected against the British invasion, and today, the gate that protects us is the living God as believers of Christ. He therefore said, we need God to rebuild our walls which have been torn down by negativity around us. The Karu of Chalyetsumie was constructed and in existence since the inception of Konoma village. Then its periodic reconstruction was continued, and one of such reconstruction took place on 28 April 1948. A prominent author, independent researcher, documentary filmmaker and journalist, Charles Chassier, donated a campaign medal to the Naglin State Museum today. Speaking during the unveiling program of the campaign medal, Mr. Chassier briefed about its significance and its journey. He expressed enthusiasm for the Naga 1879-80 medal to be housed in the museum so that Nagas, especially the younger generation, can learn the history of their people and be proud of who they are. The campaign medal was awarded for campaign activity during the Battle of Konoma in 1879-80. Sepoy Lal Singh Ray of the 44th Gurkha Regiment, later on the 8th Gurkha Rifles, received this medal for valiant actions at the Battle of Konoma. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says tribal community is the pride of our country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government aims at making India a developed country with a vision beyond vote bank politics. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says Comptroller and Auditor General of India's credibility and authenticity now recognized globally. And National Press Day being celebrated across the country today. Kohima Press Club joins the celebration. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.